You know, we used to have this world peace free. There's something called unipolar and multipolar. Situations in the world. One, if we go back to the Roman Empire, which we all know about, right? So they were at their height. They included these parts of the world. Big, powerful, unipolar. One emperor ruling all the others. And if they didn't comply, war broke out in their country. Now, the Roman Empire fell in the, what is it, 400 or something, 600, I don't remember. But the Holy Roman Empire, as it's called, it was called, meaning the dominion of the Roman Church and so on, was still there some 100 years, and there were the wars. First the, I don't remember what it was, 80-year war or something, and then the 30-year war, which ended with this peace of Westphalia, whatever you call it, which is then the probably most well-known historical example of the establishment of a multipolar world, which really means that each country was sovereign. There was no one on top, no emperor ruling them. Here's this king, that country, and they all take care of themselves. And they all need, of course, to work it out among themselves, between each other, that trade works fine and they cooperate rather than fighting and so on. Which, of course, is not always easy. But that's how it worked. And this has then been the, you could say, a system on this planet. But then that changed too, and we of course saw the rise of the Great Britain and then the Great America. Colonialism, which of course is can be seen as a different thing, because yes, sure, we have sovereign states here, but only here in Europe. The uncivilized ones, the non-white ones they are now being ruled over and basically exploited because they had a lot of natural resources and work power that you could easily just grab or buy cheap and use to produce your European prosperity. So already here it wasn't as simple and peaceful as it may have seemed. But then even further, next step, because that seemingly fell to the great British Empire with their colonies. But it kind of moved over here to the US. And there was something called imperialism. Same thing going on, really. But in a different guise. Which then made some, or capitalism, you know, they started rather a global exploitation of workers. So within the same countries they were. Anyway, something like that. And there was a reaction to that which gave birth to communism, socialism, and the Cold War. Which really meant that the superpower over there was matched by a superpower over there. And then the little ones in between. And that one fell. In fact, they opened up and sought to become part of the same, to work together. But that didn't happen because then that superpower over there in the West decided that no, we should now be the only superpower, and they worked very hard to establish a unipolar system to become the, they call it Pax Americana, to do what the old Romans did. If not by peaceful means, so by military means. And that's where we are now. And what we have seen for the past decades, well, basically, going back to after the Second World War, the Vietnam War, this and that, is an ongoing attempt at establishing and maintaining that world domination. By financial means, trade means, and by military means, and by control of media, which is actually very important. They call it soft power, of establishing yourself in the minds of the mass of people on the planet as the rulers, the emperor, empire. That's just the way it is, and we are good. So this picture we have here is made by them. That's something we should understand and be convinced about and learn and be aware of.